ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم اجعلنا من الواصلين إلى العين دون السامعين للأثر أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله العلي العظيم حاضرين الكرام honorable assembly we are indeed fortunate we are indeed blessed to be existing in a very special month a sacred month the holy month of Sha'ban Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua when he would find himself in the month of Rajab he would pray to Allah and he would say Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa Allah bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban wa balighna ila Ramadan and take us unto Ramadan that we can witness another month. So we ask Allah the same thing. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna ila Ramadan. In this month of Sha'ban, there is a very sacred and blessed night which is called the 15th night of Sha'ban, Laylatun Nisf min Sha'ban. It's a very holy, sacred night. And the day is also very blessed and sacred. Because of the kathrat, because of the abundance of riwayat, because of the abundance of ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions about the virtues of this night, the scholars unanimously declare. The muhaddithin, the sharihin, the mufassirin, the fuqaha, the jurists, they unanimously declare that indeed this night is a very sacred night. And they acknowledge the fadail, the virtues, and the excellence of this night. They all acknowledge it. That is, people of true ilm. People who are grounded in ilm and deep research have acknowledged because of the numerous, not one, kathrat, abundance of riwayat concerning this blessed night of Sha'ban. And subhanallah, this night is a gift for us. How did we spend this year? Was it better than last year? Maybe not. Have we erred? Have we made mistakes? Maybe, maybe not. It's a time for atonement. A time to make amends. A time to make good for the wrong things that we have done. We have a gift given to us by Allah. According to the riwayat of Hazrat Haji Naseem Khan, the muazzin of this masjid, as well as Maulana Shiraz, the 15th night of Sha'ban will be Monday night, which means that Tuesday will be the 15th day, because sometimes we get tired. So Monday night, that is the English Monday, Monday night is going to be the 15th night of Sha'ban, and Tuesday is going to be the 15th day of Sha'ban. So let us go directly about this night because the time is short. Khairul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. The best of all speeches, said the Prophet alayhi salam, is that which is short and full of indication and indicative. The mother of the believers, in Mishkat it is mentioned, hadith of Mishkat. the rawi of the hadith, the muhaddis who did the taqrij of the hadith, is Imam Al-Bayhaqi, the great muhaddis Imam Al-Bayhaqi. Rahimahullah wa nawwarallahu marqadahu. He reports in Ad-Da'watul Kabir, a hadith from our mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Qalat anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who reports from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat, she said, an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala, he said to her, and by speaking to her, subhanallah, speaking to the whole ummah, atadrina ma fi hadhihi al-layla? O Aisha, do you know what this night is all about? Do you know what is in this night? Yani laylatan nisfi min Shaban. And the sub-narrator says that the Rasul alayhi salam meant by that the 15th night of Shaban. So you know what's this night all about? What's in this night? Qalat radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she said, wa ma fiha ya Rasulullah, and what is in this night, O Messenger of Allah? Qalat wa ma fiha ya Rasulullah, and what is in this night, ya Rasulullah? Qala, the prince of both the worlds, rahmatul lil alamin, shafi'ul mudhnibin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallama tasliman kathiran, said, fiha, in this night, fiha ayyuktaba kullu mauludi bani adama fi hadhihi sana, in this night is to be written every child that will be born, every newborn of the children of Adam, it's written on this night. It's declared on this night that from this Shaban, from this 15th night of Shaban to the next night, 15th night of Shaban, who are the children that will be born, it's written on this night. Wafiha, flip side of the coin, wafiha ayyuktaba kullu halikim min bani adama fi hadhihi sana, in this night is to be written everyone who is going to be destroyed, everyone who is going to die from the descendants, from the children of Adam in this year. From the 15th of Shaban to the next 15th of Shaban, who is going to be born as well as who is going to die is written on this night. The commentators mention that a man may be involved in preparation for building a new house and to enter his new house, or nikah, or marriage, and little does he know that his name is in the name of the list of the dead for this year. Wafiha turfa'u a'maluhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this night the a'mal and the actions of the children of Adam and the earth are lifted up to the heavens, viewed by Allah, who knows everything, and viewed by the malaika. Actions of man are lifted up to the heavens on this night. What is Haji Naseem doing? What he did for the year? What are his amal? What Abdullah has done? Which you have done? What I have done? Wafiha turfa'u a'maluhum. Wafiha tanzilu arzakuhum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on this night, their rizq, their sustenance descends to them on this 15th night of Shaban. The Sharihin, the scholars of Hadith, mention it means asbabuha aw taqdiruha. That is the means of your sustenance. What road you're going to take to get that sustenance? What business you're going to do to get that sustenance? What will be the means of your sustenance for this year that's already written? Or the taqdeer of it, that is the predestination of it, the ordainment of it, is commanded by Allah and written on this night. What will be your rizq for this year? Nothing less and nothing more. The asbab of it, or the taqdeer of your arzaq, is written. The kismat, the destiny of your rizq, is written on this night. Subhanallah. This is enough to inspire us. This is enough. This kalam is enough to inspire us. Because if these things are happening on this night, the 15th night of Shaban, Monday night inshallah, because the first moon of Shaban was sighted in Guyana, and we have, mashallah, a regional Hilal moon committee. If these things are happening, how you want to spend that night? Decisions are going to be made. Any new bacha? Any new child? Is my name? Is my name amongst the name of the dead for this year? My amal is going to be viewed by the Ahlus Samawat, the inmates of the heavens. My rizq, what means, what road, the asbab, the taqdeer of it is going to be written on this night. I want to be in ibadat. You want to be in ibadat. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, taqdeer, kismat, destiny, is such a mysterious thing. It's a mystery. We have little ilm of it. But you know what he said? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, la yaruddul qadha illa dua. Nothing changes the qadha of Allah. Nothing changes taqdeer, kismat, destiny, except dua. Something may have been written down for you, and through the barakat of your dua, begging Allah, Allah removes that calamity. He removes that accident, and instead of an accident which could cause serious injury, you might just bounce your toe or just sprain your toe. So on that night, it's a night of kismat, a night of taqdeer, a night of destiny. I want to be in ibadat. You want to be in ibadat. That Allah is pleased, because if the King of all kings, if He is pleased, subhanallah, hasbunallah, Allah alone is enough for us. So our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, faqalat, she then said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, ma min ahadin yadkulul jannata illa bi rahmatillahi ta'ala. Is there anyone, any Nabi, any Wali, any Sheikh, any Haji, any servant, is there anyone who will enter the Jannah except through the mercy and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Would our deeds take us to Jannah? Or is it only through the mercy of Allah? Is there anyone who will not enter Jannah except through the mercy of Allah? Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi salam responded, ma min ahadin, there isn't anyone on the face of the earth, yadkulul jannata, who will enter Jannah, illa bi rahmatillahi ta'ala, except through the rahmat of Allah. Nobody will enter Jannah except through the rahmat of Allah. So let us not be proud of our amal, of our deeds, and think we are big da'i or big muballig or big haji or big alim or big qari, or I'm doing this. Yes, misunderstand me not, amal and deeds are important. because that is the way to attract the rahmat of Allah. So don't let shaitan fool you and say, you know what, well, let me forget about my amal. Let me forget about amal. No, amal and deeds are the rasta, the way to attract and bring down the rahmat of Allah. But the bottom line, the end of it is, no one will enter Jannah, said the Rasul alayhi salam, except through the rahmat of Allah. Fakultu, so I then said Hazrat Aisha, I then said, wala anta, not even you, not even Sayyidul Kawnain, not even Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the prince of both the worlds, the beloved of Allah, the best of creation, not even you. فَوَضَعَ يَدَهُ عَلَى هَامَتِهِ, he then placed his hand upon the crown of his head. فَقَالَ, and said, وَلَا أَنَا, not even I, not even me. إِلَّا أَيَّتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ مِنْهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ, except that Allah covers me, enshrouds me, envelops me with his rahmat, with the mercy that emanates from him, Ar-Rahim. Thalathan, he said it three times. Not even me, not even me. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when asked by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, if anyone will enter Jannah, he said, no. Ma min ahadin yadkulul jannata illa bi rahmatillahi ta'ala thalathan. That also he said three times. Because the muhaddithin and the sahaba were very careful to do what the Prophet alayhi salam did, to reenact whatever he had acted out. He said that three times. And he also said this last statement with the hand on his head three times. Not even me, except ayyatagammadani allahu minhu bi rahmati, except if Allah covers me with his rahmat and his mercy. Hadith was reported by Imam al-Bayhaqi fi al-da'wat al-kabir kadha fi al-mishkat on the al-fasl al-thalith in the chapter Babu Qiyami Shahri Ramadan. For those talaba who have interest to look and to seek more ilm about it. Then there is another short hadith. This hadith is by another sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa an ahlihi. An al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, who reports from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inna Allah la yattaliyu fi laylatin nisfi min sha'ban. Indeed, Allah emerges. Allah descends. Allah appears, emerges on the 15th night of Sha'ban. But let's pause here. Is Allah hidden that he has to appear and emerge? No. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, wherever you turn, wherever you face, there is Allah. Quran says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, he is with you wherever you are. So the meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sharihin, the scholars of hadith, may Allah have mercy upon them who have explained the hadith for us, said, يَنِي يَتَجَلَّى عَلَى قَلْقِهِ, that on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah displays his tajalli, his grandeur, his magnificence on the 15th night of Sha'ban, in greatness, in abundance, over his entire creation. يَتَجَلَّى عَلَى قَلْقِهِ بِمَظْهَرِ الرَّحْمَةِ الْعَامَّةِ, with the mazhar, with the zuhur, with the manifestation of his mercy which is open and general for his whole khalq and creation. Every khalq and creation of Allah receives and enjoys the manifestation of that great, open, general, extensive mercy of rahmat of Allah on this 15th night of Shaban. May Allah bless our ulama of hadith. Once we stick to our Rasul, the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabu'ut Tabi'in, and our true scholars, we will never go wrong in ilm and in knowledge, especially in these days as we go closer towards Qiyamah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, having understood that, always keep this meaning in your mind. Inna Allah ta'ala la yataliyu fi laylatin nisfi min Shaban. Indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emerges on the 15th night of Shaban with the commentary. Fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqihi. Fayaghfiru li jami'i khalqi. And he forgives his entire creation. Rasul said, li jami'i khalqi. Everybody gets forgiveness on this night. Man, woman and child. Black, brown and white. Arab, Indian and Pakistani. Everybody gets forgiveness. Illa li mushrikin, except for a mushrik. Allah doesn't like shirk except for the mushrik, the polytheist, the idolater. Aw mushahin, or that one who is a mushahin, kinadar, or that one whose heart is so dirty, so full of spite, malice, hatred and envy that all of the zamzam water in the world can wash his heart. Bad inside, a bad mind, spite. That's a big, big sin. You could do a million ibadat, million hajj, except for two people. Illa li mushrikin, except for a mushrik, aw mushahin, or the one who's seen or who's just inside not good. Too much of spite and hate and hatred. Sisters should be aware of that. Brothers should be aware of that. Your only enemy and your biggest enemy is shaitan and your nafs. Other people, we may hate the actions that they do. Hate the actions, a bad action. But they are all insan and human beings and they could change. But the amal and actions, we can detest. Hadith was reported by Ibn Majah. Hadith was also reported by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Look at the kasrat and abundance of riwayat. And from the Sahabi, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and in that riwayat, the Rasul alayhi salam said, illa isnain, except for two people who are not forgiven on this night. Mushahinin wa qatili nafsin, the one who was evil, malice inside of his heart, and the murderer. So combine the two riwayats, we get three. The one who is the mushrik, the one who is the mushahin, spite, malice, and the one who is the murderer. Not forgive him on this night. Hadith reported by Ibn Majah, rahimahullah. And finally, the last hadith, another short hadith also, which would suffice for us, for those of us who wish to do amal, and those who do not wish to do amal, a book will not even be sufficient. From the prince of the walis, the head of the awliya, Hazrat Ali, an aliyin karramallahu wajha, qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he gave us some hidayat, instructions. He said, إِذَا كَانَتْ لَيْلَةٌ نِصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانٍ, that, O people, when it is the 15th night of Shaban, فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا, then get up in ibadat, wake that night, قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا, stand up in ibadat, do dua, wake out that night, spend that night in ibadat, فَقُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا يَوْمَهَا, and fast its day. spend its night in ibadat and fast its day. And then the Rasulullah said, why? He said, you know why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا. The Rasulullah said, why, when it's the 15th night of Shaban, why you should spend that night in ibadat? We already mentioned the hadith in the beginning, but some additional facts. The Rasulullah said, why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا. Because Allah descends in this night. He descends in this night. The same commentary which was given before, the same commentary applies here. A nuzul, a descent, which is laik and befitting the shan and the status of Allah. Not like the descent of human beings when we descend from a plane or from a taxi or from a boat, not that, or from a chair. Not that type of nuzul and descent. A descent which is befitting the status and the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the commentary also passed before, which means that Allah emerges with His grandeur, magnificence. It becomes that sublimity becomes open for all of His khalq and creation on that night. Inna Allah Ta'ala yanzilu fiha. That Allah, because why should you spend this night in ibadat and spend its day in fasting? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا. Because Allah descends in that night. لِغُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ. With the setting of the sun. You don't have to wait for 1 o'clock in the night or 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. With Maghrib, the night begins. Take it right with Maghrib. But your awabin, Mufti Ashraf Hafidhahullah, used to always say, when these blessed nights come along, do miss Maghrib and Isha with Jamaat. Starts right with Maghrib. You don't have to wait with the setting of the sun. Fayaqulu, then Allah makes an announcement. Ala bim mustaghfirin. Faaghfira lahu. Is there anybody who did wrong and wants to ask me to forgive him? Is there anybody asking for forgiveness that I may grant forgiveness? Allah declares that on that night. Ala mustarzikun. Is there anybody who doesn't have enough sustenance? He needs rizq. That I, Ar-Razzaq, fa arzuqahu, may grant him sustenance. May write down and declare on this night the asbab and the means for improvement of his rizq, because rizquka fis sama, your rizq is in the heavens. Allah announces, and this starts with the setting of the sun on Monday night. Ala mim mustaghfirin. Is there anybody begging for forgiveness? For aghfir Allahu, that I may forgive him. Ala mustarzikun, anybody asking for rizq and sustenance. For arzukahu, that I may grant him rizq and sustenance. Ala mubtalan, is there anybody who is plunged into bala, in difficulties, calamities, sickness, whatever the calamity may be, anybody plunged into that? Fa u'afiyahu, that I may grant him afiyat, good health, good circumstance, good conditions, anybody? Illa kaza, except for like this one. Illa kaza, except for like this one. The Rasul alayhi salam said, wa marra bayanuhu. The bayan of it passed already. And this continues whole night. Said Sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta yatlu al fajr, until dawn breaks. Until the break of dawn. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, I have given you 3 ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which should suffice for us. We can convey to others, make amal upon it. Wa akiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.